Blog Talk Radio.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. He's getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it, yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a pick. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house trying to catch a lick. The Asian police line trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hitting the streets fresh from the pen. Come a whole tour laundry list of dead friends. Some youngin' out trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child. Murderous police out of control, seeking inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting, our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of you in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashing in your saving. Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip-hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit,
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, it's game over suppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ears, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mother shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love them packed up and moved away to Mars. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Ferguson, Missouri,
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Chicago, Illinois.
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
South Carolina,
pumping on your block.
Yeah, city after city, state after state, body after body, and still see no justice. Happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. He's getting murdered left and right. Ain't nobody stopping it, yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug dealers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a pick. Some young girl in a parlor or out.
I'm so sorry, guys. The damn shit was on mute. I'm over here talking crazy. It's the Block Report. What's up? It's Friday. It's Forward Thinking Friday. It's the Far Ride XL, and I'm on the air live with y'all, and I'm kicking it. Man, yo, wow. all kind of little backward mishaps going on at the beginning of the show, but I'm here. Hopefully y'all are still there. I'm trying to send out all the messages and everything. Like I said, it's Forward Thinking Friday, and it's the Block Report with Tafari XL. The show is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc. You can, if you go to my, go to the Block Report Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBlockReport, you'll see the posting on the show that we have. Also, we're going to be, also, you should see a video there, a video with Damon John, the Shark Damon, and Ralph McDaniels, a video music box. Damon John, who's the co-founder, CEO of FUBU, and who's also on Shark Tank, and plus is the video for the book signing event that he had, an interview and book signing event he had at York College in Jamaica, Queens, for his book, The Power of Broke. All right, I got all of that out. You can find me, Tafari XL, on Instagram at Instagram.com. I'm giving you the website, at Tafari XL, and Twitter, at Tafari XL. You can also find me on Reverb Nation at ReverbNation.com/TafariXL. That's spelled TafariXL. And wow, there's just so much going on, and if you notice, today we come on a little earlier. Today is the 12, we're coming on at 12 o'clock. Normally we come on at 12:30, but I think I'm going to move the time up to 12 o'clock in the afternoon for our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday show, and then we're going to, and then, of course, Sunday will still stay the same at 11 p.m. We come on the Super Sunday Music Mix Show, and that's what we're doing, you know. So we're going to come on at 12 o'clock, lunchtime, around lunchtime, and start kicking it with y'all and doing the show that way. Now, today there's a lot that I got that I want to talk to you about. We're going to also talk about that event that I was at last night, that book signing event with Damon John. We're going to go into that, and I'm going to drop some tips and some pointers and some tips that I picked up that he was dropping, some gems and stuff like that. And some certain things and some observations that I made. Now, I want to talk about, we got a little bit, I'm going to go into, there was a raid in the Bronx, East Chester area, up there in the Bronx, in Bronx, New York, and the police arrested about 100 people or so, they say, but it was just a big sweep. And they were saying that these people were responsible for putting the community, their community under pressure and doing all of this and that. And they probably was kind of doing what the police were saying. And they were saying the police, you know, that they were like a menace to the community. But check this. You know, murder is murder and death is death and whatnot. And I'm not quantifying or justifying, but I just want to give you an example of something right here. You know, over the last year, 2015, I think it was over 1,000 murders by police hands of black males, black men, 1,000. These gangs that they say have been operating in this area that they arrested are responsible for 5 murders. They give them responsibility for 5 murders, and one of them was a total accident, and unfortunately. Now, I'm not saying that these guys are angels, or I'm not picking up for them, but what I'm saying is, you know, you have these other people, especially white supremacists, and they go on this kind of tangent and thing to say, well, oh, these people are so depraved and whatnot, and so evil and whatnot, speaking about black people and such, but really, gangs and drug dealers, the way that they operate now and they move nowadays, they're not into murder because murder makes it hot and gets you knocked. So, you know what I'm saying? The people that's really going around doing murder is not really people that are in that sort of a trade, because that trade, the only thing that goes down is if you mess with the money or if these people is on some shit, that's for some low-level shit. So nobody really wants to get into no murder, no shooting or nothing like that, because then that makes the community get that brings the community into a frenzy, and then they cry out for the police to come in and handle the situation, and then the police come in and they handle the situation, and that's why you see them as militarized as they are, and one of the reasons so they could come and now use all of this fancy equipment that the government has given them, and they just mow down the area. So, and then now, your whole operation that you was running is destroyed. So, you know, I don't see how that, but they're saying that, so they got 100 people. They rounded up 100 people or so, or whatever the case may be. And, you know, you gotta know that some of those people are just, they might not even be in the gang. They might not have even done nothing. They could just be, you know, winded up being affiliated and was at the wrong place at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the thing that's in the news right now. We'll see what comes out of that. And they say it's the biggest takedown in history of gang members. And so, you know, that's what's going on in the news right now with that. This is the Block Report with Tafari IXL, and the call-in number is 929-477-3093. Now, I know, I'm sure there's people that have family members that may have had situations, encounters with some of these gang members and some of these people that were not really, you know, that were not pillars of the community and such. And I know that they may kind of take some of my statements a certain kind of way, my comments. But as I said, I'm not picking up for these guys or whatever, anything like that. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when you put it in the context versus police killing and the so-called gang killings or whatever and stuff like that, in the context and look at the numbers, it's not, you know, the police is a bigger threat as far as I'm seeing. So until that changes where the police is not a threat, because they should not be a threat. They should be no threat at all. They should be doing what their phrase says, to serve and protect. But the thing is, to protect on their end is to protect property. And to serve, who are they serving? They're not serving all the taxpayers. They're only serving some of the taxpayers. So they need to serve all the taxpayers, all the people in the community. All right? So that's my view and my opinion on it. And so what else we got? We got another story. I got a couple more stories we're going to go into. So it's the Block Report with Tafari IXL. The calling number is 929-477-3093. I got to say once again, the show is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc., our sponsor, and everything. And so we want you to tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 12 p.m. from now on, and on Sunday at 11 p.m. for the Super Sunday Music Mix Show. Well, let's see what we're going to now. So we have another story here, and this story is, right, okay, so this story, the Trump protesters, yesterday Trump held a rally in Costa Mesa, California, I believe, and he had a rally. And things got pretty crazy after the rally. Protesters, I don't know from which side exactly, but they had video up on it on the news of it on the news. Protesters, basically, they destroyed a police car. One guy apparently got punched in the face. He was leaking. They were showing him. Who knows who hit him? You know, I didn't see any video of that. But things got pretty tense out there. So, everywhere Trump goes, I mean, that's just about everywhere Trump goes, he has protesters. I mean, I'm sure, but the thing is, I'm sure candidates on each side have some sort of protesters or people protesting them or people that take issue with the candidate. But the thing is that on Trump's end of it, that the tension is high on his end. And he doesn't really do anything to help dissipate that and bring that down and kind of encourages his supporters to become physical with the protesters. and you have these people, and since, and you got to remember, you know, you're looking at it, you're coming from an angle of speaking, because some, you know, another politician could do the same thing that Trump is doing, but they do it in a slicker way. And so the only thing that's good about Trump in this perspective is that he's actually letting you see what would be so-called phrased as the underbelly. He's letting you see, he's pulling the curtains back for you to see how hateful and angry these people are that are supporting him, to let you see. So that's the one thing that I can say. Because to me, like, I've lived in the South before for a couple of years, and I lived mostly in New York City most of my life or whatever and everything. So, but what I always said, you know, I prefer, you know, the upfront prejudice, bigoted racist versus the one that kind of hides it or does it covertly. Because the covert one is much more damaging and sneaky than the overt racist. The overt racist, at least you know where that sucker's coming from, and you can see that mug coming a mile away. The covert one will go ahead and they work to get your defenses down, and therefore your defenses and your guard is down, and they can work on you in other ways, and you don't even realize that, you know, they sitting there smiling at you. Meantime, they got the dagger behind their back for you not to see, or they're keeping you distracted for the other person to come and kick you down. So I prefer the overt racist or bigot than the covert one. And the thing is, the overt racist or bigot, sometimes you can reason with them. You can reason with them and be like, okay, well, listen, you know, whatever it is either, you know, you stay over there, I'm going to stay over here, I'm going to do this, you just stay out my way, don't come this way. And you can reason with them. But the covert racist or bigot is the one you got to watch out for. So it's the Block Report with Tafari XL. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. When you do call up, push 1. If you have any comments, statements, or questions, I see people on the line, but no one is pushing 1. But it's okay. I'll still steamroll and go through this thing on my own. So now, we have, speaking of this race thing, there's a story that I just came across. I don't know when this story, how soon. It was posted yesterday from this website, but it also was on the news in Louisiana. And so there's a 17-year-old student athlete in Bossier City, Louisiana. And the young man, he received a sext, which is a sexy text or text in regards to sex, on his phone from a 16-year-old female. The female, a Caucasian, white, European descent female, whatever you want to call it, sent him this, and the young man, him being of African descent, the athlete, student athlete, and the young man received this sext video, and the young lady doing whatever she was doing. She was nude in the sext, and she was doing some sexual act or whatever. So now the young man received this on his phone, and then he reciprocates and does something in kind and sends her one back. But here's the thing. He gets arrested. The parents of the girl must have went in her phone somehow or got her phone and saw this and got upset and called the sheriff and the police department on him. And then the police go ahead and arrest this young man. Now, never mind the fact that she sent him the video first. And they also are charging him with child pornography for having the video on his phone. Like, how are you going to charge me for having a video of somebody on my phone that they sent me? I didn't take the video. They sent me the video. But you're going to charge me for the actions of someone else. 2016. What is really going on? What are we really doing? And you're going to say, and they're going to say that, no, it's not about race. Okay, well, if it's not about race, we know it's not about logic either. We know it's not about what's right, what makes sense. We know that. Because how are you going to charge me for the actions of somebody else? She sends me the video. I didn't take the video. She sent it to me. And because I have it on my phone, now, there wasn't somebody else that sent it to him. It was her personally that sent him the video. How do you charge him for having child pornography if the girl who sent, if the person who's in the video sent the video to you? Seems to me like she should be charged with a crime. But you see, this is not what's going on. So like I said, they can say it's not about race, it's not about religion, it's not about ethnicity, because that's what the lieutenant in the case said. And but it's not about what's right, and it's not about it's not about the right thing to do either. Because that young girl needs to go through some sort of what you call it. She has to go through some sort of counselor, some situation or something, because she's 16, sending nude videos of herself. I mean, what does that say about your daughter? So, you know, so anyway, like I said, it's Forward Thinking Friday, and I am your host, Tafari XL, and this is the Block Report. And the call-in number is 929-477-3093. And what we're going to do, we're going to go into some music. I'm going to play this next joint. Oh, yeah, the intro to the show is a song I got called In New York. And that will be coming out on the Manifestation tape shortly. And the next song, which I'm going to be playing, is... This one is going to, it's my next release. It should be released soon. And I'll give you guys all the information once I get it on the release. And it's called It Feels Like. So, once again, it's the Block Report with Tafari XL. Call up. If you don't call up, we have like about 6.5 minutes left. So, if you don't get in before that time is up on the line, then you won't be able to hear the rest of the show until you go to the archive, until it's downloaded in the archives. Plus, you won't be able to join the conversation and ask any questions or make any comments. So if you want to get on before that time, I suggest you call now, all right? And then we can kick it. So we're going to go ahead and play It Feels Like, and then I'll be right back into it with y'all, and then we'll go into the last 15 minutes of the show shortly after that, and we'll kick it. All right, y'all.
Yeah. To fall right. Yo. Yo. They wanna know how it feels? Let them know.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
Through rhythm and rhyme, my truth revealed. They try bottling me up like I was a pill. I'm harder to swallow and even harder to kill. Cold streets made me Iron Man, hard to steal. I spit nitroglycerin straight from the gut. The flow is righteous and I ain't switching up.
Ever since the youngest, seeing life's good and bad. My friend's mom hooked on crack, living without his dad. Going back and forth to jail. Please accept this call. I need money quick. Get a lawyer and bail. The trials and appeals, the wins and fails. It's hard to stand straight with the wind knocked out the sails. Making it through while grandma prays. I'm hoping one day that her grandkids can say, through struggle and strife, the strong prevail. You can see it on them, but never know how it feels.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
Baby, I gotta let you know shit is real. Love and your feelings don't pay the bills. I know you was in love with it, want the thrills. And now that it's gone, there's a void to fill. You was supposed to keep it tight and warm. I was supposed to be loyal, stay royal. Then I started seeing some changes in you. That night we screwed and I already knew. You have been giving up my pussy to another. But you thought that I might never discover. You have played a good role, almost had me sold. Now that I know, bitch, you got to go. Make room for the next bitch to walk in the dough. I'm through talking, I ain't talking no more. Imagine me all broken up over some hoe. Especially when she creeping with some other Joe.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like test me on the mic.
I'm kicking to you nothing but strictly facts, kid. Fuck the verbal cartwheels and the backflip. My life's right out of the movie The Last Dawn. On stage or off, I'm still a fucking phenom. To be armed is to be forewarned. Whether it's hail, fire, or windstorm, follow your heart and you can never go wrong. I'm still a soldier going to war through song.
It feels like a punch to your chest. It feels like a gun to your neck. It feels like a plate to your gut. It feels just like a kick in the nuts. It feels like I can't get no higher. It feels like I can't get no flyer. It feels like I'm just too inspired. It feels like can't no one test me on the mic.
Y'all, we got like less than 2 minutes left to go before we go into the next 15 minutes of the show. And hold on a second. Sorry, hold on. Wow, I had to sneeze. Okay. Yes, 90 seconds. So, and I still haven't talked about the event I went to last night with the interview and book signing with Damon John and Ralph McDaniels from Video Music Box. Y'all know Video Music Box, which is probably the longest running video music video show in history. And so and I was hearing Ralph McDaniel say, he said it last night, he said he was the first one to play Prince before MTV on video. And also he broke a lot of hip hop acts on his show as well, put a lot of hip hop acts on through Video Music Box. So when we go into the next 15 minutes, I'll go into some of those the things, some jewels, drop a couple of jewels or gems or some of my observations that I received that I made while there at the event last night at York College in Jamaica, Queens. And we'll talk about that. And then we'll end the show out from there. But right now, we got less than 10 seconds to go before we go into the next 15 minutes, last 15 minutes of the show. I'm going to play a musical joint. This is my joint, IXL, produced by E. Smitty. wow, I don't know what's going on. This board is acting up crazy. I try to put it. All right, let's go.
The far ride.
Yeah.
What do we do?
I excel in doing so well. Take a deep pull and then inhale. Soaking that sweet cannabis smell. The far ride rap that does it so well. Bar after bar, line after line. I outdo the competition every time. I'm cashing out, boy, not leaving a dime. Keep the fuck boys off of my line. Respect my grind, respect my shine. Respect my time and check your rhyme. Leave my name out of your gossip. Unless your gossip is I'm the hottest. Take cross country, I'm always in the clouds. Sipping on Henny, blowing on loud. I'm so toasted, so toasted right now. Get fly with me and say this loud.
I excel, inhale from the L. I excel, then prevail. I excel, inhale from the L. I excel, inhale from the L. I excel, then prevail. I excel. The mic is contacted, I attract myself.
The far by ain't no joke, he's a vandal. The man on the mic got pistol piece handle. In other words, the G.O.D. Marlon Brando. You lay through out the way I take this ammo. You ain't a gangster, you just stand, yo. I come prepared for warfare like I was Rambo. I got more lines, the beats got sand, bro. I'm everything that you won't never stand for. True to my words and always loyal. Born a prince to live like a king royal. Ladies tripping over themselves to keep it spoiled. Push puts me black, old Obama puts me oil. I don't wanna be the best, I'm legendary. I kill the first every time from March to February. I look at other MCs as adversaries. First is me, call the grave diggers and get buried.
I excel, inhale from the hells. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Inhale from the hells. I excel, inhale from the hells. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Your mic is contacted, I attract myself.
Close by like a fragrance. The rhymes I invent are worth every bit of a million. I'm building with my people, body stable and mind filling. Yeah, we out to make a killing. I'm doing this like this, no tomorrow. Time spent, never borrow. The hard road I follow only made me stronger, only made me go harder. Pushed me to last longer, made me go farther. Truth is, niggas can't fuck with my style. They bought this styling up, calling powwows. My prose is so vulgar, so damn foul. I'm daddy cool, straight out of Donald Coins novel. When I sit, it's like camera and text. And your chick, man, she's right on deck. The question is, what I'ma do next? I done did it all, except say I was the best.
I excel, inhale from the hells. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Inhale from the hells. I excel, inhale from the hells. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Your mic is contacted, I attract myself. I excel, inhale from the hells. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Inhale from the hells. I excel, inhale from the hells. I excel, then prevail. I excel. Your mic is contacted, I attract myself.
All right, y'all, so that's I excel. And that's my joint that was produced by E. Smitty from Sound Alive Records. Okay, so let's get into this. Some of the, I was talking about, I was at this event at York College last night, and it was an interview with Damon John of FUBU and from the Shark Tank, and he was doing an interview with Ralph McDaniels, Ralph McDaniels was interviewing him. And he dropped a couple of gems. And I just want to drop some of the things, because I was taking notes. A lot of people were sitting there and just looking and looking and listening. And I was like, nah. I said, I'm going to write some of it down. I said, I know he's going to say something. There's going to be something he's going to say or that's going to be said during the course of this. And I should probably write it down. So let me have pen and paper, because it could probably be beneficial later on. You got to understand that when certain people come around and take time to speak to you and address certain things, sometimes it's good to have something. I mean, if you have your phone there, whatever, you can record it, but then you got to sit there and hold the phone up and waiting for the moment when they're going to say something that is going to be powerful or impact you. And you don't have the time. If you heard it and it was powerful when he started saying, are you going to be able to pick your phone up and then start recording? No. You're not going to be able to. The time and the reaction is not going to be there. So the best thing you're going to have to do is just sit there and record every time he begins to speak. Now, who has the time to do that? Because you might run out your battery. You might run out your. You might not have enough storage. So unless you got a phone with unlimited storage and stuff like that, and your battery's fully charged or something, you know, just for that purpose, then it's kind of much better to just take pen and paper and write it down. And then also there's another thing too. Sometimes when you take pen and paper and you write something down and you look back at it later, you look back at it, if you look back at it enough times, look at it again enough times, a few times or whatever, you start hearing it in your own voice to yourself. At least for me, it kind of works like that. So anyway, this was something I found that he said that was pretty cool. It's probably, he said a couple of things. Success attracts success. And he said, money is not the vehicle to get you wealth. That's based on his book because he was there for a book signing, his book, The Power of Broke. And for a lot of people, because, you know, some people have said, I don't say that you always need money. I remember somebody told me, you need money to start a business. I was like, I don't need money. I got this. I got my brain, my mind. That's all I need to get this thing started and rolling because it's going to give me what I need and point me in the directions I need to go in order to get this thing rolling. So me, I was just taking it from the aspect of being fully confident in myself and my abilities to figure it out. You know, I don't know if you remember as a kid, you used to go ahead, they used to have those, not crossword puzzles, but you used to have like puzzles or whatever, and you had with like 3,000 pieces, and you had to put piece by piece each one to put the puzzle together and find each piece or whatever. Or remember the Rubik's Cube, and stuff like that. So there were always like these exercises as a kid that we used to have, or, you know, games, toys, whatever they called them, and they always forced you to try and figure out something on your own. So it was nothing like, you know, and you had to, and it would start from a small piece and you put all the small pieces together and it would bring this great big masterpiece or whatever and stuff like that. And that's another thing, another gem he dropped, which was concentrate on mastering things on a smaller level before pushing on to the larger scale, which is a great point, you know. It's kind of like I can relate this, you know, like some dudes out there, they say they want to have a whole bunch of women. Well, you got to kind of master how to handle, first of all, you know, before you get somebody, you should master yourself and know you. But once you get that down and you know you and you know what you want and what you're doing, you know, or you know what you want and you know what you got to do to get it or whatever, you know, you go, you get a woman, you get a girl or whatever, then, you know, I mean, or you want to get a bunch of women, then master how to handle women or a woman, you know what I'm saying? Not say one particular woman, but know how to deal with one on a one-on-one basis. Then you got that down pat or whatever, then you can move or whatever to the next level or whatever on the one-on-one, and then you can get a group or whatever the case may be. And it's also the same thing I related to, like, say you, with another thing, which you didn't say that, but what I'm saying this, I'm bringing this to you. You say you need a group, a mastermind group. Say you want to get a mastermind group. So you got somebody that does this, somebody that does that. What it's telling you, what I'm really telling you, when I even say that with the women thing, what I'm really telling you about, excuse me, is to develop interpersonal skills, social skills, and abilities to deal with people on a one-on-one and get that down pat so that now when you bring your message to a larger group of people, you already have that down pat and you can work on this. Whereas if you can't even go ahead and handle one, deal with one person, how the hell are you going to be able to deal with 20 people? You know what I'm saying? It's not going to, you know, it's not going to really come out right. So that's what I'm saying on that level. And, you know, he was also mentioning to get a mentor. He also said that was a good thing to do, is get a mentor. And let's see. What else here? Use relationship power. Right. Because at first he was saying, you know, people do say it's who you know, connections. But he said you have to use your relationship power. So that's what I mean. You have to build these relationships. So you master yourself, know yourself for who you are. That's one relationship to the self. Then you build the relationship. You go ahead one-on-one when you're dealing with someone else. Deal with that. Deal the one-on-one relationship. Know how to make people feel like you're interested in them and what they want and what their thoughts are, what they want in life, and then go ahead and build with them on that, and you do that so you can build with more people and more people. So it's a relationship thing when you going into the thing when you want to do entrepreneur or whatever. So it's about relationships, you know. So on that level, because this was about entrepreneurship. What else here? A couple more things he dropped as well. A few more gems. Right, there's no such thing as luck. It's preparation, desire, and opportunity. Now, let me tell you something. I know of that phrase. I've been hearing that phrase for a long time, except the key part he dropped in there was desire. And I always knew preparation and opportunity. I knew that one, but he dropped desire. Desire makes sense because, you know, what he said, too, another thing is if you didn't really have a passion for something, that's one of the reasons. If you try to do something and you fail at it, one of the reasons you probably failed at it is because you didn't have a passion for it. And so I'm not going to give you all the gems, but I'm just dropping a few gems on y'all today, this afternoon, from the homeboy Damon John. And I'm about to get up out of here. That's going to be the end of our show today. It's been a great show. And, you know, the whole thing is I hope that you guys got something. As I said, our goal of this show is to intrigue, inform, encourage, and increase your awareness of the world and other things of the world and what's going on around you. So it's the Block Report with Tafari IXL. It's been a great show. Have a prosperous day. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. And we'll see. And we'll be on again Sunday at 11 p.m. for the Super Sunday Music Mix Show. And we're going out with my new outro. You See a Man's Face by Horace Andy. Peace, y'all.
You see a man's face, but you don't know his thoughts. Everywhere you go, there's a man to say love, but never, 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 never take it to heart. For your heart is your heart, and your thoughts is your thoughts. So don't take love with hatred. For your heart is your heart, and your thoughts is your thoughts. So don't take love with hatred. You see a man's face, but you don't see his heart. You see a man's face, but you never know his thoughts. Amen.